What's up, fam? Okay, let me tell you what happened. I really did try, but I pushed the record button and I thought I did, and apparently I did not. So what we got down here is what happened already. Let me tell you where we're at. We're at the end now, but I'm gonna tell you what happened. So apparently you asked the question of why. Why are you by yourself? Why are you stressing? Why are you struggling? Why is all this stuff? Why is it gotta be you? Okay. Well, we put the cards, find out why. Why you're, and I told you that why basically is because it's the answer. But see, there was this Sagittarius woman. Okay, a Sagittarius, feminine energy here. Who was stopping you, blocking you, delaying your goodness, okay, and keeping you isolated? They did not want you to have new connections at all. They didn't want you to have no new connections, no good job opportunities, none of that. They didn't want any of that for you, okay? So they came in to try and I'm sorry. They came in to try and delay you of your stuff, but they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop delaying you. They wouldn't stop. And God told them it was over with. Look here, it's over with. Stop. Leave my anointed one alone. I'm tired of this. Apparently, you and all your hard work, you and all your goodness, you and all your strength, you're too strong. These people can't take you down. These people can't. They can't do it. And they're trying to figure out why. Why can't we continue to put swords in their back? Why can't we bring this person down? What is the problem here? We used to could do it, but it's not working. Why is it not working anymore? Because that person healed, yet meaning you. You no longer drink, you no longer smoke, you no longer dibble dabble in the club life anymore. You're no longer doing stuff that you used to do. You've changed, you've healed, and it's different now. And because of that, you no longer are connected to any of these people. And because of, you know how when something actually, you know how when you take a pill all the time and then it starts losing it, like losing its power, like you no longer need it, you no longer are feeling the effects of whatever it is, pill you took or drug that you took. Okay, so as y'all see the weed sign behind me, like I said, I used to smoke weed all the time. Okay, this was before they started doing putting all that other stuff inside of the weed and whatever not. Well, when they start smoking, I start smoking everything, right? And the weed was not giving me the high that I wanted. So I stopped. But then I realized I wasn't addicted to weed. Because I could always put it down and come back to it if I wanted to, because I wasn't addicted. But this person was addicted to putting delays in your way. This person was addicted to that they had been doing it for so many years that finally, when you became awakened and you became healed, they couldn't do it anymore. The magic, the devil work, or whatever the heck it was they was doing, the spell work was not working. And now they're sitting up here like this, wondering what happened, why is it not working, in the bed sick, getting sicker because they won't stop doing what they're doing. They just won't stop. And because they won't stop, they're causing themselves a whole bunch of problems and turmoil. Their biggest fear was to see you succeed. And unfortunately, they're gonna have to see that. But like I said in the beginning, they easily could just turn their back on it, turn their back on you, not look at you, not listen to you, not be in your vicinity, and move on with their life. You know what I'm saying? They could have did that And instead, they wanted to put all these swords in your back. Stop what God had for you. Okay? But now, they're just stuck wondering why not working anymore and why the heck are they getting sick and you're not no more. Maybe it got it through their thick skulls that they can't hang with the flame, right? They can't hang. When God is in control, ain't nothing you can do. You can delay all you want to, but you cannot stop what God has for somebody. I'm so sorry. I keep telling y'all that over and over again. You cannot stop what God has for somebody. So, with that being said, that is reading number one. My bad for me being so sloppy right now because I thought I recorded it, but apparently it didn't happen. So, I'll see y'all on reading number two. Deuces. And don't mind my y'all. I got locks. Leave me alone. Yeah, okay.